This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're diving into a story where words have taken on a life of their own. Imagine this. It's 2017, and Sean Diddy Combs, one of the most influential figures in the music world, tosses off a line during a lighthearted game saying, "I did it." Fast forward to today, and those three words now echo with a far darker resonance. Diddy, once celebrated as a mogul and mentor, is behind bars awaiting trial on federal charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and conspiracy. What drives a man with seemingly everything, power, fame, fortune, to end up in the center of such explosive allegations? Was his 2017 quip a sly confession, a boast, or just bad timing in hindsight? And what about the silence from those who once stood closest to him? In this episode, we'll pull back the curtain on the investigation, the resurfaced video, and the intricate web of lawsuits. Is Diddy the victim of a media frenzy, or do these allegations hint at a hidden truth about power and control within the industry? Let's break it all down. It was the kind of moment that seemed inconsequential until it wasn't. In 2017, Sean Diddy Combs sat at a table surrounded by celebrities on Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party. The game was simple: read a prompt and answer it on the spot. When Diddy's card asked what he'd like his final words to be, he didn't hesitate. "I did it," he said, smiling as he tossed the card in the air. Laughter followed, the moment dismissed as playful banter. But fast forward to today, and that offhand remark now sits at the center of a storm that threatens to dismantle Diddy's entire legacy. On September 16th, 2024, federal agents arrested Diddy in New York, hitting him with charges that include sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting individuals for prostitution. The details of the indictment shocked even those familiar with the celebrity world's darker side. Prosecutors allege that Diddy orchestrated lavish, drug-fueled parties where women were coerced into sex acts, sometimes with paid male participants, while hidden cameras captured everything. More chillingly, additional claims surfaced of underage victims, with one lawsuit detailing the assault of a 13-year-old girl at a 2000 VMAs after-party. With the magnitude of the charges, Diddy's legal team fought for his release on bail, emphasizing his right to a speedy trial. However, the judge denied the request, citing the seriousness of the charges and potential risk to public safety. Diddy now remains incarcerated at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, waiting for his day in court, which has been scheduled for May 5, 2025. The arrest didn't just make headlines, it reignited public interest in every facet of Diddy's life. And when the 2017 clip of him saying, "I did it," resurfaced online, it spread like wildfire, sparking new conversations and speculation. Social media lit up with interpretations. Was it an accidental confession, a reflection of his achievements, or just a line taken wildly out of context? The fact that Usher, seated next to Diddy in the video, looked visibly uncomfortable only added to the intrigue. Public reactions to the clip varied. Some viewers joked that the moment aged badly, while others saw it as a disturbing revelation. "He did it all right," one comment read. Another fan remarked, "This didn't age well." Others argued the statement referred to Diddy's success in the music industry, not the crimes he now faces. Diddy's spokesperson quickly issued a response, insisting the video was being taken out of context and warning against drawing false conclusions. But by then, it was too late. The video became ammunition in a broader debate over power, fame, and accountability. Adding fuel to the fire were additional allegations. Over 120 lawsuits have been filed against Diddy, many involving former acquaintances and partygoers. Allegations range from drugging victims to violence and coercion. The stories paint a picture of a man who used his influence not just to build an empire, but allegedly to exploit those within his orbit. Some plaintiffs claim they were pressured to stay silent, fearing that speaking out would destroy their careers. One of the most explosive allegations involved Cassie Ventura, Diddy's former girlfriend, who filed a lawsuit in November 2023, accusing him of rape and prolonged abuse. Though the lawsuit was quickly settled, the damage was done. A 2016 video showing Diddy physically assaulting Cassie at a hotel only deepened public skepticism. For many, the settlement raised more questions than answers. Was it an attempt to buy silence or a genuine resolution? 50 Cent, longtime critic and rival of Diddy, did not hesitate to stoke the flames. In interviews and on social media, 50 Cent remarked, "What I've been saying for 10 years is now out in the open." He claimed that many of Diddy's peers are staying silent out of fear that evidence recorded during his infamous freak-off parties might implicate them too. His words only added to the growing sense of unease. Was the silence of Diddy's former associates rooted in guilt or self-preservation? Meanwhile, industry insiders and former collaborators, including Usher, whom Diddy mentored as a teenager, have remained largely silent. In earlier interviews, Usher hinted at feeling uncomfortable with Diddy's lifestyle, describing his time with the mogul as wild and filled with things I didn't fully understand. His discomfort in the 2017 clip, as Diddy tossed off his now infamous words, is now being revisited as a possible sign of deeper unease. The decision to deny Diddy bail has not only impacted his personal freedom, but also heightened tensions within the entertainment industry. Some A-list celebrities, including Beyonce and Jay-Z, have chosen to remain tight-lipped about the scandal, while others express support for the victims anonymously. The uncertainty surrounding Diddy's fate has created a chilling atmosphere. Who else might get caught up in the fallout? Beyond the allegations themselves, the sheer volume of evidence collected by prosecutors hints at a complex and far-reaching case. The court has disclosed that it is analyzing terabytes of material, much of which may include recorded footage from Diddy's private gatherings. The existence of such evidence raises the stakes. If the tapes exist, they could provide damning proof of the alleged crimes. On the other hand, the absence of such footage would fuel claims that Diddy is being targeted by opportunistic lawsuits. With his trial date set for May 5th, 2025, all eyes will be on the courtroom. Will Diddy face decades in prison if convicted, or will his legal team manage to poke enough holes in the prosecution's case to secure an acquittal? For now, Diddy's cryptic last words, "I did it," continue to haunt the public discourse. Were they just a careless quip or a grim foreshadowing of the revelations yet to come? The countdown to the trial has already begun, and as new details emerge, one thing is clear. This is not just a legal battle, it's a reckoning. As Sean Diddy Combs remains behind bars awaiting trial, the story grows deeper, reaching beyond the immediate charges into the complexities of influence, relationships, and silence in the entertainment industry. This case not only involves federal charges, but also calls into question patterns of power and control that have quietly shaped Diddy's life and career for decades. The current moment is part of a larger narrative, one that spans years of mentorships, allegations, and personal relationships blurred by fame and privilege. One of the more revealing relationships in Diddy's orbit is with Usher. As a teenager, Usher lived with Diddy, immersed in a world of excess that he would later describe as both wild and curious. In hindsight, Usher's public comments suggest unease with some of the behaviors he witnessed during those formative years. His discomfort in the 2017 viral clip, where Diddy casually declares, "I did it," adds an unsettling layer to their relationship. Usher's crossed arms and solemn demeanor now appear to signal more than awkwardness. They seem to reflect the silent tension that comes from being too close to someone with unchecked influence. Diddy's behavior, as alleged by numerous plaintiffs, fits a recognizable pattern of coercive control. Those who have spoken out describe being drawn into a world where loyalty and silence were demanded in exchange for opportunities and protection. Victims have alleged that Diddy's power extended beyond his professional dealings, accusing him of using manipulation, threats, and drugs to keep people within his orbit. Some describe these tactics as narcissistic abuse, with Diddy maintaining control through alternating periods of charm and intimidation. One of the most telling early warnings came in the form of the 2023 lawsuit filed by Cassie Ventura, Diddy's longtime partner. Ventura accused Diddy of years of physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. Although the lawsuit was settled within a day, it reignited suspicions about Diddy's history of misconduct. Soon after, a 2016 video of Diddy allegedly assaulting Ventura in a hotel room surfaced, casting doubt on the idea that the relationship was consensual or loving. The rapid settlement of Ventura's lawsuit suggested to many that Diddy may have been trying to avoid deeper public scrutiny. The allegations against Diddy have grown exponentially, with more than 120 lawsuits now in play. These suits include stories of lavish parties that blurred the lines between consensual behavior and coercion. The freak-off parties, in particular, have drawn attention for their reported use of hidden cameras and drug-fueled scenarios allegedly designed to trap attendees in compromising situations. For many victims, the fear of being publicly exposed has kept them silent for years, allowing Diddy's behavior to continue unchecked. The silence extends beyond the victims, enveloping the entertainment industry as well. Despite the gravity of the allegations, many high-profile figures have remained conspicuously quiet. While 50 Cent has been vocal in his criticism of Diddy, others, like Beyonce and Jay-Z, have chosen to say nothing. Their silence has raised questions about what they know and whether they too might be implicated in the fallout. This unspoken fear of being dragged into the scandal reflects the culture of complicity that has long shielded powerful figures in entertainment from accountability. The sheer amount of evidence prosecutors claim to have, terabytes of recordings and digital material, has added a new dimension to the case. Much of the content reportedly comes from Diddy's private gatherings, where hidden cameras were allegedly used to document interactions without the participants' consent. If these recordings are as incriminating as prosecutors suggest, they could provide damning evidence at trial. On the other hand, if no such footage exists, the absence will raise questions about the validity of some claims and whether the case is being fueled by opportunistic lawsuits. For Diddy, the trial set for May 5, 2025, represents more than just a legal battle. It is a reckoning with his legacy. His entire career, built on the foundations of influence and charisma, now faces the possibility of being dismantled in the courtroom. If found guilty, Diddy could spend decades in prison, a fall from grace that would leave an indelible mark on the music industry. Even if he is acquitted, the sheer weight of the allegations has already shifted public perception, raising difficult questions about the cost of celebrity and the power dynamics that have long gone unchecked. This case also holds significant implications for the entertainment industry at large. The outcome could set a precedent for how similar allegations are handled in the future, either opening the door for more victims to come forward or discouraging them if the verdict favors Diddy. It serves as a reminder that fame and influence are not immune to accountability, and that the time for silence for both victims and enablers may finally be coming to an end. As the trial approaches, Diddy's offhand remark from 2017, "I did it," continues to reverberate. Whether it was meant as a boast about his career or holds deeper meaning, the public has already drawn its own conclusions. His words, once playful, now hang ominously over the case, a haunting reminder that the truth, in whatever form it takes, will soon be revealed. Sometimes a person's legacy comes down to a moment, a statement they might have tossed off without a second thought. For Sean Diddy Combs, that moment is the haunting line, "I did it." What began as a playful response during a lighthearted game has now become a symbol of something much darker. Was it just a joke, a reflection on his career, or an eerie foreshadowing of the storm that would come years later? This case isn't just about Diddy. It's about power, how easily it can corrupt and how deeply it can influence those caught in its orbit. For years, Diddy stood at the pinnacle of the music industry, shaping careers and commanding respect. But what we're seeing now is the other side of that influence. Allegations of coercion, abuse, manipulation, and the silencing of victims. The trial ahead will force us to confront some uncomfortable truths, not just about Diddy, but about an industry that often protects the powerful while neglecting the vulnerable. The sheer number of lawsuits, more than 120, and the chilling details they contain make it clear that the stakes are higher than just a celebrity scandal. It's a reckoning. A man once celebrated as a visionary mogul now faces accusations of heinous crimes, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting individuals for prostitution. Whether Diddy is found guilty or innocent, the damage to his reputation is already done. His public image, carefully curated over decades, now lies in tatters, replaced by the weight of public suspicion and unanswered questions. But what about those who stayed silent? Silence can be as damning as words. Usher's quiet discomfort in the 2017 video, Beyoncé and Jay-Z's refusal to comment, and the broader industry's reluctance to acknowledge the allegations against Diddy, these are all part of a troubling pattern. A pattern where loyalty to power trumps accountability. And the question remains, how much did they know, and for how long? The evidence prosecutors claim to have, terabytes of footage from Diddy's private gatherings, could be the key to unlocking the truth. If the recordings show what prosecutors suggest, Diddy's case will become a textbook example of power and exploitation finally being exposed. But if the evidence falls short, it will raise doubts about the motivations behind the lawsuits, leaving us to wonder if Diddy is being unfairly targeted. Either way, this trial is more than just a legal matter. It's a cultural moment, forcing us to ask who we elevate and why we tolerate so much for so long. At its heart, this is a story about trust, trust in people and systems, and in the stories we tell ourselves about those we admire. What happens when that trust is shattered? When the person you thought was a mentor turns out to be something much darker? The trial, set for May 5th, 2025, will be the beginning of the end of this saga. The truth will finally emerge, whether through testimony, recordings, or the voices of those who have been silent for too long. And no matter the outcome, the industry will have to face the fallout. Will this be a turning point where accountability finally catches up with fame? Or will it be another story lost to time, buried under settlements and silence? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and the others we cover, be sure to subscribe. Because the truth, in stories like this, is only the beginning.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.